Germaine Greer's controversial book about feminism and sexuality, The Female Eunuch, made her something of a celebrity in the 1970s. Her new book is about her own family. Daddy, We Hardly Knew You is about Greer's search for the truth about her father's life. Book critic John Leonard has this review.
It's been 20 years since Germaine Greer pounced on us, out of Australia, with a ferocious grin. If in The Female Eunuch there wasn't much entirely new to readers of Simone de Beauvoir and Doris Lessing, Greer herself, vital and vulgar, stomping all over Sigmund Freud, was a tornado of fresh air. Trained in Melbourne and at Cambridge to be an academic, with a PhD in Shakespeare, she ran amok in the media streets. Down with marriage, down with morality, down with the state, she said. Pleasure seemed to be her only principle. 5 books, hundreds of interviews, and thousands of lectures later, Greer is back where she began, in Australia, doing what she probably should have done in The Female Eunuch, which is to inquire into the origin of her species. She's looking for her father. It's the oldest detective story in our literature. Think of Daddy, We Hardly Knew You as a radical feminist Oedipus. As detective stories go, it has its problems. She spent 3 years and thousands of dollars discovering the humdrum. Reg Greer, who looked like Basil Rathbone, who hated carrots and priests, and who worked, not very hard, as an advertising salesman for a Melbourne newspaper, had lied to his wife, to his daughter, and probably to himself, about himself. He hadn't been born a gentleman in South Africa and somehow fallen out of social grace into disappointment. Nor was he secretly Jewish. Nor had he suffered in the endless war from any romantic wounding or shell shock or brainwashing. Instead of descending from Scottish kings, he seems to have been the bastard son of a servant girl, to have been raised in a loving foster home in Tasmania, and to have abandoned it without a backward glance, to have shirked his duties in the war as a cipher clerk at a decoding machine underground in Malta, and then again in India, to have been at the newspaper office a masher and a bounder. He didn't even know his own real name, though his daughter does. But in finding her father, Greer has lost her excuse. At her own decoding machine, she can't see why she should have had to have grown up in a house without music, books, flowers, cheese, or love. It was all phony, like his advertising. On the other hand, Greer discovered something more important. She discovered, first of all, Emma Greeny, her father's foster mother, who raised 27 children not her own, at least not biologically, who chose to make a family and a community out of the abandoned and the dispossessed, who knew in her bones, and I quote, that the doctrine of inherited moral defect was a doctrine of despair. Emma had an abundance, says Greer, all those human characteristics I most prize. Tenderness, energy, intelligence, constancy, courage, compassion. She was true blue. And Greer also discovers herself, invents herself, in literature. On her quest, in England, Ireland, and Italy, all over Australia, in memory and the past, she reports on the weather of the heart, and she finds a transcendent language. Some of the most beautiful landscape in the world, she tells us, is man-made. The hill farms of Tuscany, the paddies of Nepal, the stone-walled fields of the British uplands. This woman-made humanscape is just as beautiful.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, is a columnist for New York Newsday, and is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Daddy, We Hardly Knew You by Germaine Greer.